Lawsuit names 19th elderly victim of accused Texas serial killer. By John Binder on July 24, 2019. A foreign national charged with the murders of 12 elderly women in Texas is named as a suspect in the murder of a 19th elderly victim. A lawsuit obtained by the Dallas Morning News and filed against the Tradition Prestonwood Assisted Living Facility alleges that 46-year-old Billy Kemmermere, a foreign national from Kenya, likely murdered 90-year-old Doris Wasserman on December 23, 2017. The Morning News reported. Wasserman spent the afternoon of December 23, 2017 playing with her great-grandson. Family left her alone at her apartment in the Tradition Prestonwood around 3:30 p.m. when her family came back about 8 p.m. They found her lying on her bed, fully clothed and unresponsive. Emphasis added. Her walker, which she used to get around the apartment, was near the front door, not her bedside. She was also missing $8,500 worth of jewelry. Emphasis added. Later, however, police told the family that Google tracking data put Kemmermere in the area of Wasserman's apartment from 3:05 to 4:31 p.m. that day. Emphasis added. Wasserman is the 19th alleged murder victim of Kemmermere. Last month, another 5 elderly women and 1 elderly man were named in a lawsuit as murder victims of the Kenyan national, as Breitbart News reported. In those cases, the elderly women all died under similar circumstances as Wasserman, while the elderly man was found in a pool of blood that the nursing home said was due to a fall. Kemmermere was originally charged with the murder of 81-year-old Lutie Harris in March 2018. Last month, he was charged with murdering another 11 elderly women between the ages of 76 and 94 years old while he was working as a home health care worker. Breitbart News exclusively reported that Kemmermere first arrived in the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. Though Kemmermere was supposed to only temporarily be in the U.S., he overstayed his visa and became an illegal alien who was eligible for deportation. Rather than being deported, Kemmermere was able to use the nation's legal immigration system, allowing him to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen. In November 2007, Kemmermere was approved for a green card and obtained legal permanent resident status. Kemmermere had a criminal record, Breitbart News exclusively learned, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. Investigators are currently investigating about 750 deaths of elderly women to find if Kemmermere could have been connected to potential additional murders. Kemmermere has remained in custody since last year on a $1 million bond. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder. Correction. This story and headline were updated to reflect that Kemmermere entered the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. His immigration status became illegal when his visa expired. However, in 2007, the federal government issued him a green card after he married a U.S. citizen.